Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Shopping for a mattress? Usually pushy salespeople. Why don't you try it out, sir? Why don't you try it out, sir? Why don't you try it out, sir? Why don't you shut up? Confusing options. Prices that make you sweat before you lie down. It sucks. No one enjoys that. Hey, what are you doing? It's New Year's Eve. We're going mattress shopping. Yuck. GhostBed, on the other hand, they make it simple. Premium mattresses, and this is the best part, cooling features in every model. They're built to last. Priced up to 50% less than comparable brands. GhostBed, they're a family-owned business with 20-plus years of experience, and their best-selling Lux mattress, it's even nicknamed the coolest bed in the world. And too bad I'm married, because I would love to bring in strange women and go, hey, you want to get into the coolest bed in the world? And they'd probably get really turned on, and then they'd be all cooled off. Boo, I'm bombing, but I'm still doing it. Thank you to the patent tech. Thank you. It says thanks to the patented technology, but I'm such a fool. I said thank you to the patented technology. Like the patented technology hired me for this read. Thank you to the patented Lux technology. It draws heat away from your body, and no matter what model you choose, every GhostBed comes with their trusted benefits, 101-night sleep trial, fast and free shipping, 20 to 25-year guarantee, 60,000 five-star reviews. They are the real deal. I have one. We have GhostBed sheets. We have GhostBed pillows, mattress, and pillowcases. And it's super comfortable, and it really is cooling. And I don't know what they do that makes it that, but it's phenomenal. Right now, as a loyal listener, you get 25% off your order. Some exclusions apply. You can go see the site for details. GhostBed.com. Scary. GhostBed.com. /Norton and use the promo code Norton at checkout. GhostBed.com/Norton. Promo code Norton. Upgrade your sleep with GhostBed, the makers of the coolest bed in the world. This is for the week of the 29th. Wait, hold on. This is hanging down. Okay.
Just want to make sure. Oh, this is the last one. Great.
Okay. I sure would like to thank GhostBed for sponsoring the program. GhostBed.com/Norton, promo code Norton. Get 25% off your order. Use the promo code Norton. Upgrade your sleep with GhostBed, the makers of the coolest bed in the world. See that thing hanging down? And you can leave that whole part in there with the thing. That's fine. Okay? Okay. Yes. You ever roll out of bed feeling like a hack because you're wearing a hat to try to be funny and it's not working? You feel like you slept on a futon from college. Futons are just hideous. I had one in my life. It was awful. That's my little personalized story. Fascinating. See if I can make a series out of that. But that's what happens with a cheap, sagging, awful mattress. You go to bed tired, you somehow wake up feeling worse. Sounds to me like you need a GhostBed mattress. GhostBed builds every mattress with premium materials. And they actually do hold up, so instead of waking up wrecked, you feel really rested and comfortable. Led by a team of sleep and manufacturing experts, this family-owned company knows how to build a bed that lasts. I have a GhostBed. Please lift the copy. I have a GhostBed. I also have the sheets and the mattress and the pillowcases. Absolutely love it. It's really, really cooling and comfortable. It includes cooling features in every single mattress, from their budget-friendly models all the way up to their bestseller, Deluxe. Of course, that's the one I have. You know, fancy gentleman with some fancy lovemaking wants a nice fancy Lux bed. But it really is fantastic. It's been nicknamed the coolest bed in the world. I know sometimes I overdo it. The coolest bed in the world. But like what I'm talking about, I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to go home and lay in the coolest bed in the world. And people kind of respect the way I do it. It's got patented technology. It draws heat away from your body so you don't wake up all stuck to the sheets at 3 a.m., at least not because you're uncomfortable. You're not sure what model to choose. Jim, what model do I choose? Ghostbed's new and improved mattress quiz makes it simple and fun. I'm going to add that part in. Smarter, it's faster, and it even lets you and your partner take it together so you can kind of see which bed's going to work for both of you. So you're not like, I like this one, and she's like, I like that one. You're like, I like this one, I like that one. And you probably notice I gave myself the reasonable and her the, I like that one, like the nagging, awful voice. Every Ghostbed mattress comes 101-night sleep trial, fast and free shipping, 20-25-year warranty. Over 60,000. This is what I like. I don't care about who makes it. I don't care about any of that stuff. 60,000 five-star reviews. That's how you know it's comfortable, because people love to give bad reviews. 60,000 five-star. Right now, as a loyal Jim Norton worshiper and lover, you get 25% off your order. Now, some exclusions are going to apply. You got to check out the site for details. Ghostbed.com/Norton. Use the promo code Norton. Checkout. Ghostbed.com/Norton. Promo code Norton. Upgrade your sleep with Ghostbed, the makers of the coolest bed in the world. October 2nd, Bakersfield. October 3rd, 4th, San Diego. I can't remember all the days, but I was just trying to be funny and wacky, and it failed. I'm going to be in Rochester, Denver, Batavia, Illinois, Portland, Eugene, Oregon, Bend, Oregon, Huntington, New York, Newton, New Jersey, Herman, Maine. I'm going to be up at Foxwoods in Connecticut in December, Boston in Connecticut in December, JimNorton.com. For details slash tour.
Jim Norton can save you. Jim Norton is a train wreck. Jim can help you solve your own problems. Jim is an idiot.
Are we recording? Every week I ask Mike if we're he must hate my guts. Like, he's a top tier producer. I literally ask him, are we recording?
Yeah.
It's like the nerve of me. Who literally just rapidly blinks and fires out half-hearted improvs. This guy's a professional. And I'm like, did you hit the red buttons?
Hi, hello.
It's like FaceTiming with your mom.
Yeah.
Every time I FaceTime with my mother-in-law, it's like this corner of her head.
Oh, she's looking into it. And yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even know what you're looking at because it's not the phone.
Your mother-in-law or your mother?
Mother-in-law.
Oh, okay. You have a good relationship.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay, that's nice. It helps, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, you know, and because here's the problem with in-laws is that they're the parents that you can't be mean to.
Yes, yes. You got, oh, no, good. You have to feign interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same. I don't talk to my wife's
parents.
We have
a good relationship because I'm a fraud, but.
Yeah. Well, you know how to act. You're an actor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And you're not at SNL anymore? Did you, because we chatted briefly and you, I didn't hear details. Did you quit recently or is this a while?
Well, during the off season, we don't find out if our contracts are renewed until the middle of the thing. The middle of the summer.
Oh, okay. So they give you a little, probably they're making their decisions.
They make their decisions. Yes. Yeah.
They hold auditions or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
And you
I just always picture Lauren at like the US Open, just like sort of deciding people's fate while watching a tennis ball be volleyed back and forth.
Yeah. 30 love. Rosebud's gone.
Yeah.
So you, how did you find out or did you quit?
It was a sort of a mixed like thing. I'm not sure. My contract wasn't renewed.
Okay.
So that's what happened. But
mine either. It's serious. So I understand. Like, you're kind of like, well, I don't think I like this. I'm not sure if I want to be here. And then they agree. And you're like, all right, it is what it is.
Yeah.
There's no hard feelings.
Yeah, it's mutual.
How long did you write there?
4 years.
Is it as, like, everyone I've talked to has said that, like, it can be very grueling. And it can help careers too. But it can also be like a real nightmare.
It was grueling, but it was like, it was great too, because, you know, as a stand-up, you're not good at like playing with others.
Yeah.
So it was good for me in terms of like learning how to play with other people and go like, if I don't think something's funny, I can shut my fucking mouth about it. I can just be like, if other people think it's funny, like maybe just shut up.
Yeah.
You know, like it definitely taught me that what I consider funny is subjective.
Uh-huh.
And when I walked in there, I had this attitude of like, people would call me like a comedy purist, but that's not what it is. It's you're just like in a fucking egotistical mess.
Sure,
you
sure.
know what I mean? Like, you don't actually know everything there is to fucking know. And that was, it was really good for me. In that
but as a
sense.
Comic, you kind of have to be that way, though, because you're on stage. You can't, when you're talking to the audience, you can't go like, you know, what do you think? Do you like it?
Right, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not collaborative. Yes, you know what I mean? So yeah. I'm giving this and I hope you like it.
Yeah.
Collaborating is very hard for me, too, because I get possessive about ideas and I'm like, I just, you know, I'm not a good
yeah.
collaborator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or stand up. So, I mean, it's either way. Oh, for two, Jim.
So, yeah. It is, it, but you're right. It's a tough, like, it's a tough shift to, like, go back and forth.
Did you mean
when I would go back to work, it was hard to like get out of tour mode,
right, and back into sharing the ideas.
I can
mode.
Become an egotistical whenever
I'm sure.
like, it's very easy for
of
me
course.
To like slip back into that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's, you know, playing with others tough.
How about did you like the guest hosts? The guest host. I really do sound like your aunt. The guest, all the celebrities.
How about these? Yeah, with the skits.
Who did you meet that you really wanted to meet?
I swear to God, Jim, nobody's like coming to mind.
Okay.
I don't, it's like, I don't.
You don't care.
Yeah.
I respect that. I wish I was like
you
that.
You know what? Jack Black.
Okay.
But I didn't really get to meet him. I was like eating, I was just eating food over a trash can and he saw me there. And I went, oh, sorry. And then he walked away.
Oh.
That was the, yeah. Oh. It was kind of perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, this
that's
is
how you want to meet Jack Black, eating over a trash can.
Yeah.
He was, relates to it.
He thought fat. I was a raccoon.
No offense, Jack, but you've done that. You're fat.
Truly, I think he was like, that was the funnest one.
Yeah.
He was just like, he's the funniest to me.
He seems like he would be very nonplussed by that. Like, because I've interviewed him over the years ago.
Yeah.
And he doesn't give a shit. Like, he was a pretty fun, easy dude to
no, yeah.
be
I don't,
around.
He almost, it almost didn't. I was like embarrassed, and then I was like, I don't need to be right now.
Nah, this not with Jack Black. He
no.
doesn't
care.
Like,
you got
care.
Some in your beard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever's, he's a mess.
Yeah.
How about music? Was there anybody musically you wanted to really meet? That? Because again, SNL will have a lot of music that I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I'm so stuck in, like, you know what I mean, Sabbath, and like they're not having
yeah,
any
yeah.
bands that appeal to an old creep, so
right,
I don't
right.
know the music.
Foo Fighters? Do you like the Foo Fighters?
I don't listen to them.
Like,
I'll tell you what I like what the Foo Fighters do. I love when they collaborate with other people. Like, one of my favorite things on YouTube, Taylor was the drummer. He passed away, but he was singing Rock and Roll by Zeppelin, and,
uh-huh.
and Grohl was on the drums, and they had John Paul Jones and Jimmy Page from Zeppelin on stage.
Okay.
It's phenomenal. So I don't know why I have to overstress phenomenal. I could just
it
say
phenomenal.
It. Phenomenal.
It was like, fantastic.
Auditioning for it. But I really am. I'm a broadcast hack. Hold on. Back in two and two, Rose, but hold that thought. Oh, fuck yourself, Jim.
No, but music-wise, I think this is going to be... I was actually really excited about Billie Eilish.
Okay,
I'm a big
yeah.
fan of Billie Eilish.
And how was she?
She was awesome.
And you met her?
I didn't meet her, no.
Oh.
I just got to see her. Like, if you go... Oh, and Elton John. I was
yeah.
so excited to see Elton John. And,
what did he sing?
He sang this song, a new song with Brandi Carlile.
Did he redo
Believes...
Candle in the Wind again or no?
No.
Okay.
No, I've had enough of that too.
Me too.
It's like we've heard it.
Exactly. She
we
fucked,
know how it
she
ends.
Fucked the Rat Pack. She overdosed. I heard you the first time. They found her naked. She was a good egg.
No, he did this song, Who Believes in Angels or Angels or something like, and I was like, it sounds like an old Elton John song,
but
it's a new song.
We can cut off Instagram right now. Call in if you want. And we'll still, nothing changes. We just, we
right.
don't have the live. We, you know, I don't like going live for too long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just a couple of minutes and I discard the video. Okay. Yeah, Elton John, I would like, I've never met him. I had the same agent as Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got me years ago, in 2003, he took me to see Elton John and Billy, I think at the Garden or the Meadowlands. And he introduced me to Billy Joel, but I didn't get to meet Elton John, but I would love to have met Elton John.
Yeah.
I really like. I like him because him and Ozzy were close.
Yeah.
Anyone who was good with Ozzy, I was.
Right, right.
You
yeah.
know, they collaborated together too. He was
yeah.
supposed to just play the piano and he sang a verse. Like, I really love Elton John.
Yeah. I fucking am obsessed with Elton John. Like,
do you ever hear Rocket Man?
What is that? What's that? That's
it's an older one.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Okay.
I don't like Benny and the Jets,
Elton
though.
John. Yeah. No, I like Brown Dirt Cowboy, the fucking.
Ironic.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
You don't?
No.
It's a whole album.
Oh, I thought it was a song. I'm an Elton John
hack. But it is a song as well.
Captain Fantastic, I remember.
Captain Fantastic, yeah, and the Brown Dark
Good Bright Yellow Brick Road. Like, my parents loved this when I was growing up. I'm going to guess that's what it is. Oh, 75, is this?
See, I'm at the age now where I'm getting old and I'm just leaving half the title out of things, where I'm just saying, I'm getting things wrong, but just like a little bit wrong.
Oh, wait, so Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Road is the name of the record?
No, it's...
Because this is Captain Fantastic and what?
This is just a fucking commercial for, like, dementia.
It really is. Like Bruce Willis arguing with himself.
I know. It's Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt
Cowboy. Oh, Brown Dirt Cowboy. What did I just say?
You said Brown Dirt Road, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Hershey Highway. What am I, 14? The Brown Dirt Road, Elton. Oh, the Brown Dirt Cowboy. I never knew that was what it was called. Captain Fantastic.
And it's the Yellow Brick Cowboy, right?
Yes, you're right. The Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Captain Fantastic. By the way, that's a great album cover. Yeah. That's a really cool.
It is. It's a really cool album cover.
But yeah, I like Elton John. Philadelphia Freedom is a real toe tapper.
Yes.
Is it off that or no?
Yes, it is off that.
Okay. My dad would listen to the same song.
That is a great driving album.
Is it?
Yeah.
What else is on it?
There's like specific, I don't know. I can't remember. But, and it's going to be too sad to watch us try to.
We can't. Yeah. I literally hit Philadelphia Freedom, and I should have just shut up and quit while I was ahead.
Yeah, we should have just stopped. Oh, Bitter Fingers is on there.
Don't know it.
Tower of Babel, Better Off Dead, Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. Tell Me When the Whistle Blows.
Philadelphia Freedom's not on this. Maybe it's on Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. I don't know why we care. We're just, again, we're two old people talking. Neither one of us knows what's on what.
I'm just going to walk out.
We're big Elton John fans. I'm still standing. Did he sing that?
Yeah, it was, it's a great driving album.
How was he, like, when he came in, did he come with a giant entourage? Does he come by himself? Not by himself, but like with one or two people?
There was a lot of security with him.
Okay.
I remember, like, you weren't supposed to go on the floor when he, really? To watch him. Yeah, but I did, because I was like, I'm not going to get to see him again.
Of course.
And when you're checking cards for update, you're like in the hallway. So I just like snuck through. And then I watched rehearsal too. How was it? It was awesome.
You know,
like so awesome that I was like tearing up.
Yeah.
Like, this is Billie Eilish and Elton John with Brandi Carlile both made me fucking tear up.
I went when Jim Brewer was a cast member. This is 97. He took me to see Metallica rehearse when they were on. And they did The Memory Remains with Marianne Faithfull was there.
Yeah.
I didn't know who she was at the time.
Yeah.
And also they did a song called Fuel. But watching the rehearsal was almost better than the live show because you're in the room with them. It's like literally you're from here to the 15 feet away.
Yeah.
And they're going over it to get the timing right for the commercial. They have to cut this part of the chorus out and get that.
Yeah.
So you're watching these guys do the same song like 8 times. It was fucking great.
It's incredible.
It was fun to watch that rehearsal. And one time I was with Opie and Anthony. We were in D.C. at our old XM facility.
Mm-hmm.
And Opie and I went and watched Robert Plant was doing solo stuff. So we were in the room with Robert Plant. And it was a room probably the size of my living room. His band, me and Opie, and maybe one other guy, because the audience wasn't there yet, and he was rehearsing, and he was probably 6 feet away from us just rehearsing and doing his Robert Plant dance, but it was crazy to watch.
It's fucking awesome.
It's awesome.
And it's one of those moments where you're like, how the fuck did this happen in
my
life?
How am I here? Yeah.
I lucked the fuck out to just be standing here.
Yeah. And it's a weird, there's things that happen in the business where you're like, this is just a cool... Daryl Hammond said to me one time, because I wanted to get a picture with somebody, and he goes, are you in show business? I'm like, well, yeah, but I still like to take pictures. Yeah. He doesn't care. I love doing it.
Yeah, I think that's almost like if you lose that excitement about those moments, you're basically the comic in the back who's like standing there who can't laugh at another.
That's right.
Like, it's just like I don't ever want to get to that place.
No, it's not fun because then all of a sudden you're bitter and you're fighting good feelings because you think that's a part of your identity is to be like the curmudgeon. And it's like, I don't watch comics. I don't want to accidentally steal material. But if I walk through and I see Colin or Tal, and I'm like, how do you not watch them for a couple minutes?
Yeah, that's the thing actually that SNL did remind me of is I was like, I had been around the cellar so much and around so many curmudgeon comics that I thought that was like how we were supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I was young enough as a comic that I didn't understand, like, you can just not do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
You just sort of adopt the the mannerisms and things of like the people that you look up to. And then when I got there, I was like, oh, this isn't actually like helping me. It's right. not who I am. Really?
Yeah, you gotta be you.
I am depressed and sure. I should be medicated, but it's, you know, I don't need to lean into it.
Are you afraid of going? I'm afraid of medication because I'm afraid it kills your erections and it also makes you like fucking mind like that yeah. white spittle shit. Like mm-hmm. it terrifies me to be like that. Yeah. Like I'm feeling pretty good. Yeah. Like, oh, fuck you.
I went on Wellbutrin a month ago. I've never been on it. I've never been on any.
Isn't that a mellow one? I heard that doesn't affect erections either, which doesn't affect you. But I mean, I've had a guy talk about Wellbutrin.
Yeah.
Does it help you?
It does. It really does. I mean, it's only been a month. But I was like, I noticed that I was like in these moments that were like really amazing, cool, joyful moments that I wasn't like feeling any of it.
That's right.
Like in my brain, I was like, this is an amazing moment to be a part of. But I don't feel any of it. And so when I called up a psych like 6 months ago and I was like, I don't know if I want to go on anything, but this is how I'm feeling. And she was like, and I was like, but this also could just be my life right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, all right, call me in 6 months if it's still like happening. And then I went on it a month ago and so far it's been fucking awesome.
Yeah, not being present in a fun moment and knowing I'm watching this like it's a film of someone else's life.
Yes,
and
yeah.
I will look back on it fondly. Like I'll reminisce and feel sad or feel the emotion.
But I won't remember any of it really because it's not actually making its way in.
Yeah, you're just yeah. you're observing it from the outside.
Right. Yeah, it freaks me out. And I was like watching my kid and I was like, this can't be happening with my kid. Like I don't want to be like experiencing her childhood as a viewer.
Not connected, yeah.
Yeah. And even though I'm a part of it, I'm not, you know?
100%. I know what you mean.
It's been really awesome. It's been like I've been laughing at shit again and having like an emotional reaction to things, like an appropriate emotional reaction
yeah,
to shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not just like, I used to kind of just walk around saying nothing, feeling nothing, and then just like exploding with rage. That yeah. was like my MO.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of understand that yeah. Pretty well. Yeah. Maybe Wellbutrin will be great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But those explosions of rage do feel good. They, you know,
they're a drug. Credit. It's a drug.
They feel awesome.
Yeah, we had an argument this morning, and it's just like it feels terrible when you're having it, but you feel like, you know, this is kind of it's unhealthy in the long run, yeah, but yeah. in the moment it does feel. Like
yeah, you do. It's kind of like
an adrenaline. It's like exercising.
Ooh, I'm in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not real, and you forget that there's lasting implications to things that you say.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, every time I say this, it's eroding the fabric of my relationship.
100%.
It feels good.
It does. It feels really nice. And got me for a mattress. Usually pushy salespeople. Why don't you try it out, sir? Why don't you try it out, sir? Why don't you try it out, sir? Why don't you shut up? Confusing options. Prices, they make you sweat before you lie down. It sucks. No one enjoys that. Hey, what are you doing? It's New Year's Eve. We're going mattress shopping. Yuck. GhostBed, on the other hand, they make it simple. Premium mattresses, and this is the best part, cooling features in every model. They're built to last. Price up to 50% less than comparable brands. GhostBed, they're a family-owned business with 20-plus years of experience, and their best-selling Luxe mattress, it's even nicknamed the coolest bed in the world. And too bad I'm married, because I would love to bring in strange women and go, hey, you want to get into the coolest bed in the world? And they'd probably get really turned on, and then they'd be all cooled off. Boo, I'm bombing, but I'm still doing it. Thank you to the patent tech. Thank you. It says thanks to the patented technology, but I'm such a fool. I said thank you to the patented technology. Like the patented technology hired me for this read. Thank you to the patented Lux technology. It draws heat away from your body, and no matter what model you choose, every ghost bed comes with their trusted benefits, 101 night sleep trial, fast and free shipping, 20 to 25 year guarantee, 60,000 five-star reviews. They are the real deal. I have one. We have ghost bed sheets. We have ghost bed pillows, mattress, and pillowcases. And it's super comfortable, and it really is cooling. And I don't know what they do that makes it that, but it's phenomenal. Right now, as a loyal listener, you get 25% off your order. Some exclusions apply. You can go see the site for details. Ghostbed.com. Which is, oh, scary. Ghostbed.com. Oh. /Norton and use the promo code Norton at checkout. GhostBed.com/Norton. promo code Norton. Upgrade your sleep with Ghostbed, the makers of the coolest bed in the world. This is for the week of the 29th. Wait, hold on. This is hanging down. Okay.
Oh, this is the last one.
Okay. I sure would like to thank Ghostbed for sponsoring the program. Ghostbed.com/Norton, promo code Norton. Get 25% off your order. Use the promo code Norton. Upgrade your sleep with Ghostbed, the makers of the coolest bed in the world. See that thing hanging down? And you can leave that whole part in there with the thing. That's fine. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Yes. Ah, you ever roll out of bed feeling like a hack because you're wearing a hat to try to be funny and it's not working? You feel like you slept on a futon from college. Futons are just hideous. I had one in my life. It was awful. That's my little personalized story. Fascinating. See if I can make a series out of that. But that's what happens with a cheap, sagging, awful mattress. Go to bed tired, you somehow wake up feeling worse. Sounds to me like you need a Ghostbed mattress. Ghostbed builds every mattress with premium materials, and they actually do hold up. So instead of waking up wrecked, you feel really rested and comfortable. Led by a team of sleep and manufacturing experts, this family-owned company knows how to build a bed that lasts. I have a Ghostbed. Please lift the copy. I have a Ghostbed. I also have the sheets and the mattress and the pillowcases. Absolutely love it. It's really, really cooling and comfortable. It includes cooling features in every single mattress, from their budget-friendly models all the way up to their bestseller, the Lux. Of course, that's the one I have. You know, fancy gentleman with some fancy lovemaking wants a nice fancy Lux bed. But it really is fantastic. It's been nicknamed the coolest bed in the world. I know sometimes I overdo it, the coolest bed in the world. But like when I'm talking about it, I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to go home and lay in the coolest bed in the world. And people kind of respect the way I do it. It's got patented technology. It draws heat away from your body so you don't wake up all stuck to the sheets at 3 a.m., at least not because you're uncomfortable. You're not sure what model to choose. Jim, what model do I choose? Ghostbed's new and improved mattress quiz makes it simple and fun. I'm going to add that part in. Smarter, it's faster, and it even lets you and your partner take it together so you can kind of see which bed's going to work for both of you. So you're not like, I like this one, and she's like, I like that one. You're like, I like this one, I like that one. And you probably notice I gave myself the reasonable and her the, I like that one, like the nagging, awful voice. Every Ghostbed mattress comes 101-night sleep trial, fast and free shipping, 20-25-year warranty. Over 60,000, this is what I like. I don't care about who makes it. I don't care about any of that stuff. 60,000 five-star reviews. That's how you know it's comfortable, because people love to give bad reviews. 60,000 five-star. Right now, as a loyal Jim Norton worshiper and lover, you get 25% off your order. Now, some exclusions are going to apply. You got to check out the site for details. Ghostbed.com/Norton. Use the promo code Norton. Check out Ghostbed.com/Norton. Promo code Norton. Upgrade your sleep with Ghostbed, the makers of the coolest bed in the world. Did you do Letterman's show? You did his show, right?
Yeah, the Netflix one.
Right. It was like just a one-on-one interview.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I don't watch anything, but I remember seeing that you did it. How is that, and was that nerve-wracking?
I love that you just like pivoted into like radio, Jim. That was crazy.
No, I was curious because I wanted to ask you, but I forget.
Yeah.
Like I have to ask something when I think of it, because you were talking before and I was like, oh yeah, I wanted to ask about the Letterman thing. And then it just slipped my mind.
No, it was good. It was good. It was fucking crazy because it was, I think I flew out there on a Friday. So I was writing, it was an SNL week. I was writing on Thursday doing rewrites on Thursday, flew out on a red eye, got there Friday, shot it Friday, and then flew back on a red eye to be at the show.
Oh,
Saturday.
Wow. That's
so it was like,
Jesus.
It was a little insane, but meeting him was like top 10 experiences of my life.
Did you sleep at all? Because I wouldn't sleep on a red eye. I'd be wide awake.
I didn't fucking sleep. I felt like I was on fucking Molly. Like,
yeah.
If somebody came up to talk to me, I felt like I had to like poke them to see if they were real.
Yeah, you really hear.
You know, that's like how tired I was. But it was fucking, and to be meeting David Letterman in that state, you're like, is he actually here?
Yeah.
Like it was more surreal than it would have been if I had been well rested.
Was there an audience there?
Yeah.
So you're talking are you being funny? Is it a dramatic interview? What's he doing? Or both?
We were supposed to be funny. I don't know if I was. I didn't watch the interview part of it because I was like, I can't watch that part because I don't remember what happened. And if it's bad, I will never sleep again.
Oh, yeah. Is there stand-up too?
Yeah, there's stand-up. So we did stand-up and then we walked over and like sat down with him. So it was kind of like, you know, if you got the couch.
Sure, sure. But you're guaranteed to get it.
But you're guaranteed to get it. So it's real.
Oh, I didn't know you did stand-up too. Okay, that's cool.
We did a set and then we went over. And I remember Sam Morril was there. And, you know, Sam is like so prepped.
Yes.
With everything.
Yeah.
So he was like, what do you have? What are you doing? What are you going to talk about? And I was like, dude, I don't even know what is real right now.
Right, right.
I was like, if he asks me anything, I'll just search my brain for like the archives.
An answer, yeah.
You know, but I don't know what's going to fucking come out.
What was the first thing he asked you? Or do you not remember?
I don't know. Okay. I genuinely haven't watched the...
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah. Do you like watching your stuff or do you feel uncomfortable like watching your stuff?
I liked watching my latest special because I was directing it. So that felt like...
Yeah.
That was just like a power trip kind of like knowing, oh, this is... I planned every shot of this.
Right.
And I wasn't watching it as like, oh, do I look weird like this? Do I look... It was really kind of... The directing aspect kind of took me out of it.
Right, right, right.
And that was fun. But the regularly speaking, no, I don't like to see my stand-up. I don't like to see the way that I am.
How is it being a mom? Like, because I've known you before you had your baby. And you seem like you've adjusted well to it, but you also seem like the type who could potentially not adjust well to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a slippery slope there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo! It was a... slippery slope.
Was it tough at first? Like, what you like? They say when you have a baby, right? There's a feeling. There's something that like nature gives you, and it happens to men and to women. Like, what was the feeling when you first saw the baby?
That was like, oh, I see how they like designed heroin to mimic this feeling.
Oh wow, you threw up.
I mean? Yeah, no, you do. You barf, and also like, I mean, I did anyway. But you
euphoria.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. I was like, oh, this is why people do this like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
It's because of this. Like everything leading up to that is fucking pure hell. And I get why people are like, oh, you forget, because it's that feeling. For me, I'm like, that feeling's amazing, but I can't forget how shitty pregnancy.
It was hard, huh?
It was so fucking hard, Jim. I swear to, like during the C-section, I was like, just sew my whole pussy up. I don't want it. Like shut it.
It was closed, the, wait. You know so I mean? Oh, you didn't. You did a C-section. Okay.
Yeah.
Amy had a really tough. I haven't even asked her about it. She had a really tough pregnancy, and I know that some people breeze through them, and some people have a fucking rough one.
Yeah, I had a tough one.
What was tough? Like, were you sick the whole time?
Something called SPD, which I still symphysis pubis dysfunction. So it's like,
oh.
Yeah, it's So basically, when you are pregnant, all of your joints loosen up to make room for the baby so that when you push the baby out, you're like a little more flexible.
Like it's like a snake's jaw almost about to open. Yeah,
exactly. So there's one joint that connects your pelvis together. And if the weight of your it's the weight of my baby combined with the loosening of my joints, that joint connecting my pelvis just split.
Ugh.
So it was like just a barrel of like loose bones for a while. And I just.
Is it painful?
Dude, I was in less pain after a C-section than I was walking into the hospital.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, it was tough. The clicking, the popping sounds was really fucking rough to listen to.
And they can't fix it until you're done, right?
Yeah. They were like, I remember going in and they like handed me tape. And they were like, just wrap it around your hips. And I was like, this is fucking medieval. Like, yeah, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't real. And so, yeah, well, that's why I did a C-section. I was like, I'm not pushing for one fucking second.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This has been impossible. They were like telling me to like push and just do it like naturally or vaginally. And I was like, no, I'm not. No. Like fucking put me down. I'm like, I'm asking for an appointment right now. I don't want any of that. I want painkillers and I want somebody to hand me a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I want.
That's what Epstein wanted.
We do have that in common. Yeah.
So when you go in, like you make the decision before the moment of, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you say like the epidural they give you?
They don't give you an epidural unless you are, unless you're pushing. So what you get is a spinal tap if you're having C-section. So you're just paralyzed from like here down. And then
you feel nothing, right?
I mean, you can feel things jostling
around. But there's no pain.
No pain. No pain. And I was like, I don't know. I'm not like queasy. So I was kind of interested in like what was.
You didn't look, did you?
I didn't look, but I was like, oh, I can kind of tell. I can tell like where they are. You know? And like the table was like moving around. And I was like, oh, this is. She's really in there. You know, like I'm just looking at Andy and the whole table's like.
But he was looking at you, right? Andy was looking at you.
He's just looking at me like he's locked in a way that he was like, if I look over that curtain, I'm going to walk out of this room and I'm never going to come back.
Well, they say you see the intestines. I mean, it's just how they do it. And for them, it's they do that, you know, 6 times a day.
Yeah.
But they have to put your on your stomach on you or whatever. And,
Yeah. And then they're in there just like, you know. So it was, yeah. But
did they still smack the baby to make it breathe?
I don't know. I didn't hear a slap, but I also wasn't listening for one. I wasn't like, hit her. You know what I mean? That's a good question. But I do remember her scream. Like, I will tell you that when they took her out, I could have, it was like sonar or something. Like, I could have told you where she was in the room from the second that she was out. Like, I could have told you exactly before she cried. I could have told you. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was just like, ever since, it was this weird feeling of like knowing that someone is around you that is like a part of you but isn't really like you don't share a body anymore.
Right.
It's this weird fucking awesome thing that I will never get over how fucking cool it was. But
and the smell, like babies smell so unique and adorable.
I literally thought, coming from you, I thought you were talking about the C-section.
Oh no.
I literally was like, what does he mean?
No, but a baby's smell is so, nature does it on purpose. They just smell so adorable.
Yeah.
Like you can't not want to hug them. Even if it's not my baby, if you smell a baby, like, I gotta fucking hug this thing.
I know.
It's such a smart thing that nature did.
Yeah. Make them smell good. For sure.
Honestly, because it just makes you, it's almost like dogs and other creatures can sense that too. Like there's something about it where they don't fuck with babies.
Yeah.
They just know.
Right. They definitely know.
So they put they wipe the baby down a little bit and they put her in your arms.
Yeah. They just, they put her in your arms and then this was the part of the C-section that was really fucking tough is like, then they take her with the dad away. And so you're just like on the table being stitched up and everybody's left. So you're just sitting there like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Did I just do that?
Yeah, I really am a birthing person. Yeah, the new journals are right.
Yeah. For real. You're like, if you've been a mom and you've had a C-section, there's no way that term fucking pisses you off. Because you know that the second they're out, you are out of the picture. Like, it is a like a death of your ego in a way that was tough to reckon with as a stand-up and as an entertainer. Because you're like, am I even ambitious if you take the ego part out? Like, where's your ambition if your ego is like dead?
Well, they say you do it for other, like a lot of fighters will have a kid and they'll be like, now I'm fighting for my baby. Like, so maybe the motivation is like the kid
you
or
can't
making
do it, stand up for your baby.
That's a great point. Fighting is much.
I mean? That's not a thing for us.
It's honestly, the end of Rocky when he throws the. It's much different than closing with a joke about pussy farts, and then your fucking spouse runs on stage.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I can't say that. What I can say is that, like, you know, my mom was a painter. She stopped painting when she had a certain amount of kids, and that did bum me out. So, like, I will say, I hope that it's something that she values when she's older, but considering that my mom probably hoped that I would have valued that she stayed home. So it's going to backfire. She'll hate me either way.
Eventually, yeah.
But the point is, I think you got to do what like makes you happy.
Well, does it change the endorphin rush of like being on stage is a high, and like when you have a baby, does it make just the high of being on stage seem smaller or like change it?
It made it seem 100% pointless.
Really? Yeah.
Like for a while, and it just started to come back where I was like, now I'll get off stage and I'll be like, God, that was fucking, I'm a god.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that literally didn't happen for about a year and a half.
Oh, it took a while. Okay. It
took a long time. And I was wondering if it was like ever going to come back. And I was wondering if I was like, should I just like quit? I was like Googling jobs at the FBI.
Really?
Like, yeah. And like, you know, when I was really feeling.
Yeah,
insane.
Me too. I was a female body inspector. You don't like those shirts down in the Seaside Heights?
Terrible.
FBI, female body inspector.
I do have a question, though. A lot of new parents. What do
you mean? I'm an agent.
A lot of new parents complain about the people in the street who are attracted to their baby and have to touch the baby.
My baby has the look on her face. She does not give, she doesn't give you anything.
No cute vibes. Just
no,
get away from me.
No, people will walk up to her and she'll go like this.
Oh, good
and
for her.
And people literally look at her and they go like, she seems mean. And I'm like, she is mean.
She doesn't want to be touched or talked to.
You know what I mean? Yeah. She said to me today, she calls me Elmo. I don't know why. I'll do an Elmo voice for her. It's bad. Don't make me do it. But I'll do an Elmo voice
well, what
for
what does
her.
It sound? Just so I would know if I ever hear it.
All right.
I want to take a picture with you in Times Square.
I'll play with others. Yeah. That'll be what I switch to eventually. No, it's, what do? I go like, hi, Minnow. But that doesn't even sound like Elmo. It sounds like Mickey Mouse. So anyway, she's an idiot. And she believes that I'm Elmo. So she'll go like, she'll call me Elmo when she wants me to talk like Elmo. And today I was playing with her and she goes, oh, fuck, Elmo. And I looked at her and I was like, and I couldn't be like, don't say that. You know, like, I can't like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I was like, I'm just going to let that lie.
Let it go.
And see what happens.
How old is she?
She's almost two.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good for her. She's starting young. Good for her. What was, yeah. I was going to ask you something, too, about the baby or the... Oh, shit. People... God damn it. What were we just talking about before you talked about Elmo? Shit.
The Times Square people. FBI. People
yes.
coming... Yes.
Yes. That's, thank
female
you,
female bodies inspector.
Yeah. The,
yeah. That gem.
The job.
That gem from all those mugs.
Oh, the best. Every store down the shore. When I say that, I almost feel Boardwalk under my feet.
Yeah.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What, did you really want to work for the FBI, or are you just kidding? Or did, like, is there something in your past where you were like, yeah, I could qualify for that job?
No, there's just a part of me that's like, that's the only thing that seems as exciting as stand-up to me. But I don't know. I think about like what it was like to just have like a day job where I did the same thing every day, and I was like, I can't.
Because it's all paperwork. Like, you forget, like, yeah. Like, Secret Service seems like a great job. You're protecting the president.
Right.
But then you realize, no, they do counterfeiting, too. That's where a lot of their stuff is spending, chasing rotten, wonky dollar bills. You know? It's not all excitement.
It's everybody, like, I picked my job. This is why you have to pick a job when you're young enough to, like, not know.
Yes.
Because you pick a job based off of, like, what you would want to brag about to other, like, what would make you feel cool to say.
Yes.
You know what I mean? To somebody that you just met. And I'm at this age, I'm just like, no, I know exactly. I would be like, don't fucking talk to me about, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so that's kind of that kind of deterred me from it.
And you're married. I mean, Andy's a comedian, your husband. I'm sure people know that, but I'm just saying, like, is that, like, you guys watch the baby? Like, he'll go on stage. Do you tour together or no?
Yeah, we'll tour together. And that's, it's great. like he'll go on stage and then pass her to me. Or no, he'll go on stage and then I'll come on and pass her to him and then... You know what I mean?
On the stage?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That's really unique.
Yeah.
That's really great. So everybody knows that the spouses are working together.
Yeah,
it would be great if you didn't. Like, no, I just picked him up at the airport. He's just watching the kid.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, it's those are like when we have a show that we can do that. Like, there's other shows where it's just pure chaos, where it's like, he'll get on, we'll have a host, we'll be like, okay, can you just like do like 10 in between us, and then I'll help him like put her in the car, and they'll go back to the hotel, and then I'll go. Like, it's tricky, but
yeah, you have added steps.
Yeah, but it's also fucking awesome. Like, I'm like, there's no way I would be able to like spend this much time with her or like travel with her.
That's
She's
right.
been her fucking passports like stacked at this point. I'm like, this is awesome. You know,
so you guys like working together?
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Because I always felt like if I was, my wife's not a comic, but if I was married to a comic, it would be the disadvantage would be if you didn't enjoy it, and the advantage would be if you enjoy it. Like we get to travel and do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah,
like, it seems great.
Yeah, there's parts of it that are great. Obviously, there's parts that, like when we were podcasting together, I was like. Towards the end, I was like, this is, we can't be like podcasting and touring
it's
and
too
married.
Much. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, I was like, this is actually just like bad for, I don't, nothing's going wrong yet, but this can't be good for a marriage.
Because you have to have other outlets with other people. Like a podcast is something, maybe you do it with someone. It just, it's too much with one person.
Yeah, I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people like deal with, I don't know, like, fucking YouTubers weighing in on their marriage.
It is interesting, and sometimes it's frustrating, but it's also like I also realize how wrong people are sometimes. Like, wow, you really think that? Like,
yeah,
you're stupid. Or
I guess it does give you kind of like a healthy distance from whatever you read about yourself.
And it also it changed how I see other people. Like, I realize, like, I don't always know the right answer because people have been so wrong about me or motivations or things. I'm like, you're really sure that you're right, and I'm the guy, and I know you're fucking wrong.
Yeah.
So it's changed how I approach to other people publicly in my mind. Like, I don't know the whole story.
Have you ever read something about yourself, though, that you're like, well, that's wrong, and then, like, you're like, maybe it's not. And then, like, have you ever read a comment that taught you something about yourself?
Yeah, but I refuse to kill myself. Despite all the upvotes it got. I have, and criticisms that are fair, like people, he sucks, or I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But if they're like, you know, I noticed that he's doing this, and when they're giving like technical things that they don't like about what you do, at times they are right. He jokes too much about this, or dick jokes about, like, okay, maybe they're wrong, or maybe they're actually right, and I don't want to hear it. But that stuff I actually will give a little bit of weight to and go, all right, maybe they're right. Maybe
yeah.
I do, you know.
Sometimes I'll read something, I'll go, okay, that hurts in a way that feels like they're right. You know what I mean?
Yes, it feels accurate, and it's something I've privately been worried about or thought about.
Yeah.
And so I can't always dismiss it like they're idiots.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, people can fucking read, you know, some people just are, they're able to read you in a way that you're like, damn, well, my therapist wasn't going to be that fucking direct. So
that's
maybe
right.
We skipped a couple years.
Yeah. And radio was so weird because they hear you so much. People hear your patterns much faster when they're listening to you every day, 5 days a week. Like,
right.
And then they would point out patterns and you're like, oh, yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah. Always that's why I don't want to do. I think the reason why I don't have a podcast is the same reason I haven't done LSD, which is that I don't want to know what's going on in the back of my brain.
Right.
I don't want to have that shown to me.
Yes, or to other people.
Or to other people in a way that's like, that like creeps me out.
Yeah, it is kind of creepy. Like, I didn't do any hallucinogenics. I drank, I did drugs, but I was always scared of acid. Because have you never done it, right?
I've never done acid.
Have you ever done, like, people now are doing, like, ayahuasca and all that shit. Would you do that?
I wouldn't fucking do it, no. I don't.
You
I
don't
mean,
need
here's
it.
The other thing is, like, I kind of find the whole thing, there's another part of me that considers the whole thing like kind of spiritual tourism, where it's like you get like a glimpse at something, and but it doesn't actually change who you are in any meaningful way. Like if you're using it in a way that's like, oh, I have to do this and this to get to that place, then great. But like recognizing that kind of change takes years and years,
you're right,
is better.
You're right. That taps into the whole thing. If I just take a pill, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like one experience. And like, hey, I tap into this stuff. It's like, no, it does take a long time. Because people go and do ayahuasca like 4 and 5 and 6 times. It's like,
I know. And they they'll be like, it's 10 years of therapy. I'm like, well, so why do you need to do it 4 times a fucking year?
Yeah, exactly. How broken
like,
are you?
Raped every day? What is
happening? Exactly. My ex has done it a bunch in Costa Rica. That's like where the real guys are. She loves it. But they said you puke for hours. Like, it's a lot of vomiting.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't know. You don't care as much.
I don't want to see my own fucking eyeballs come out in my vomit either. It's just not.
No.
It doesn't seem fun.
And I also don't know if it's real. Like, are you just seeing brain firings that are bullshit?
Yeah.
Or are you seeing something real?
Yeah.
You know, like, is it real insight? I don't believe the universe works through ayahuasca.
Yeah. I also am way too. What's the fucking word? Like, I'm too reactionary as a person.
Yes.
To do something like that. Because there's no part of me that would see something crazy in front of me and not react to it in a way that is wild.
Yeah.
Like, I think about myself while I was drinking and I'm like, just the way I acted with fucking alcohol. I'm like,
I forgot you're sober.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot. I always forget. And your husband is too?
Yeah, he's sober.
Okay, yeah. I mean, here I am asking private questions.
No.
So what was his main problem? What happened to him when he was a child?
He was like, we were two different kinds of drunks, though. Like, he was like a bumbling idiot who would embarrass himself and do things that were dangerous. But I was like a violent.
Yeah, you seem like you said horrible shit.
Yeah. I said really bad things to like.
Cutting things to people you love. Yeah.
Yeah, the kind of thing where it's like you wake up the next day and you're like, somebody repeats it back to you and you're like, I have thought that. You know what I mean? And like, I can't really take that back.
It depends. Did you do it with him?
Huh?
Were you guys drinking together or no?
No. We never, we've both been so we met sober.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Because the things you say when you're, it's been so long.
I can't talk to the people that I drank around. None of them are in my life.
Is it because they hate you or you hate them or both?
Because they hate me.
They do.
They hate me. They'll to this day, they'll talk to my family and they won't talk to me.
If you could repair one, is there one person who would love to repair the bridge with? Like, man, I fucked that up and they're cool people.
Yeah, but I think the best way to repair it at this point is to leave them the fuck alone, because there was a couple years there where I was trying to redeem myself by bothering them, by like reaching out.
Was it an ex or a friend?
Exes and friends.
Okay.
And eventually I was just told, hey, you know, the best way to kind of make it up to these people is to stay out of their life.
Give them their sometimes it costs you and like, hey, I have to eat it and they don't want to be around me anymore. Yeah. That's what
and
it
I
is.
And I think my motivations were fucked. Like, I think I really wanted to reach out to them and be like, just to get the pat on the back.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, look what I've made of myself. I'm sober now. I'm a hero, you know? And I didn't realize that I still am a piece of shit, and I should probably just work on that for a while.
Sure.
You know?
People can sense that when it's for the wrong reason sometimes, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
When I first got sober, I made amends to a girl because I still liked her.
Yeah, so I you're trying to fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. 4 months
I definitely tried to fuck people I made amends to.
I'm really sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I had done wrong or care.
I'm like, I wasn't even there. I was blacked out.
Exactly.
Sorry for you.
Were you a blackout drinker?
Mm-hmm.
How are you with drugs and sobriety? Like me, like some people... Like, I've taken pain medication after surgeries because I'm not a martyr, but it scares me. Like, I'm really careful with that stuff.
Yeah, pain medication scares the fuck out of me. I didn't even take it after my C-section because I am just, like, the kind of... I don't trust myself. Like, my mom is sober, and she'll take it after, you know, a surgery, and she's okay. Like, there are certain people that I feel like are... There's levels to addiction, you know, and... Doesn't mean that like you can do one thing or that this is just a theory that I have and it's just mine, but I'm like, there are levels, and I feel like I'm just somebody that would be really bad.
Yeah.
Like, if that took over, that would be really, really bad.
By the way, I forgot that we do phone calls. Do we have it? If anybody calls up, we put the headphones on and take our call.
Oh, we do have callers?
Oh, yeah. I totally forget. I mean,
I don't know where I am, Jeff.
Good. So I got a bit of a comment and then a question.
Good.
First comment is, you know, Jim, I've been a huge fan since O&A days, like, you know, 20 plus years. And I have this little situation now going on in my marriage because of you.
Oh, no.
It's your fault.
What's the matter? Her dick's bigger and you're upset. I get it. I hear you.
So at least once every day now for the past 6-7 years, I make some terrible pun and then start shipping.
Oh, perfect. It really is a life ruiner. Chipping and pun, it's a crushing because it's so disgusting and so hateable. God, I've gotten calls like this over the years. People have ruined their relationships with fucking chip commentary. You know what happened? Well, I called her a piece of garbage and she fucking hated it. God, I love that.
Great.
Oh, so
every day I rip a bad pun.
Good for you.
Every day I rip a bad pun and I go, word humor. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're a wordsmith. So what's going on? That makes me happy. See pictures of my chip in front of another comedian. It really is like being nude in front of your grandmother. Hot.
He's got a full hard on.
Exactly. She's so confused in the corner. She doesn't know what's going on.
Ripping through his jeans.
Oh, so what was your question, sir?
So my question would be, if after 7-8 years the wife still hasn't gotten the joke, should I give up on it by now, or should I just keep hammering
you're just
it home every
started.
Single day?
Here's the problem: she gets it and loves it, and she wants you to do it more.
Yep.
That's the key to it. You got to do it when you're going down on her. Yeah. Start peeking over the clit and chipping. Yeah.
She's going to hate it more. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I'll tell you that.
But you have to keep going.
But you got to keep going. You got to push through.
Can we take these pictures? I can't look at myself.
I did it once.
No, leave them up. Let's leave
them
up.
It's humiliating.
I did it once during sex and she was not happy.
Even I've never done that. Even I know. That will do something to the vagina.
What
it will
mean,
never work.
What do you mean during? Like,
yeah.
Like, at what point?
Yeah, where were you?
Yeah, where were you? Where were you physically? Where were you in the action?
Well, we were right in the middle, and she said something that was just terribly cheesy, and I started snickering and laughing, and she was, you know, wondering what the problem was, and I just started chipping at her, and she was not a happy chipper.
Oh, good for you. I encourage that all the time. Like, if you're having sex, and she's like, I'm going to come, just whisper, oh, now. Well, I'm happy to hear that, sir. That's my advice to you, is to continue to do it, and I think you're doing it too infrequently. She wants more of it, and she doesn't know how to ask, so yeah. I would say double it or triple it up.
Yeah, and like I said, just it's going to get worse before it gets better, but she will come around.
She will come around. All right, sir?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I need a rosebud female perspective.
Yes,
too,
it's
so
good to have a woman weigh in on stuff with Chip and physical intimacy.
Yeah.
All right. Godspeed.
Godspeed. Thank oh, my you. God. I hope she leaves him.
I can't.
Hope she leaves him right
literally
now.
The next time they fuck, he's going to do it too many times.
We just freed a woman is what I... That's what I think we did.
Yeah. I want to touch your cuda. All of a sudden the lawyer calls. She's gone.
Bags are packed.
I realized, and I've said this before, but I realized that Chip was a thing. I was doing, this is probably 2007. I was dating someone, and I would just do it to be annoying.
Yeah.
And we were in bed, and she dug her fingers into my face. She dug her nails into my face. She hated it so much.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a reaction. This gets something from people. And
yeah.
It really encouraged me. If she had just ignored it, I never would have done it again.
Right.
But her digging her fucking nails in, I was like, oh,
I know.
I have to get this
I
again.
Know.
I can't stop.
I know.
Who's on the phone?
Hello?
Hey, sorry about that, Jimmy. Fucking Bluetooth.
That's okay. Bluetooth will do that to you. No harm done. Guy who's too happy on his own podcast. Nah, but it's all right. Don't knock yourself. We all have
good.
It.
It's good. It's fine.
It's all good. You're calling in.
Hey,
Rosebud's here.
We're
I'm
all
here.
Lucky to be here.
And how annoying would it be if I said your name quick like that? Rosebud's here. I'm here. Mike's here. Talk to us. I want to change the tone of this podcast. Too toxic.
First of all, I want to let you know that I piss my girl off constantly by saying cold coffee. Ever since I saw you bring that bit up back on Theo's podcast, that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, well, Theo was on. Theo was on with us the first time we saw that. That was years ago.
What was this?
It's a commercial for it was a news story about Dunkin' Donuts in Shamokin, Pennsylvania. And we just became obsessed with these like locals in the commercial.
Yeah.
And we talked about it for years. And Theo became obsessed with it. And I did his podcast with it, and he brought it up.
Yeah, a lot of my friends go in there, get the cold coffee. What, iced coffee, I guess it's called.
And I hadn't thought of it in quite a while. It was a lovely throwback.
Okay.
But yeah, what do? You talk about Edna Faust is the woman you're talking about.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, God bless.
Great name.
Yeah. Isn't it the greatest name?
Great name.
I want to write a series of detective novels. Edna Faust.
Yeah. It's giving Nancy Drew.
That
kind of like, you know?
Yeah, the Edna Faust mysteries.
Yeah.
Somebody's coffee is cold. They're not sure why. And she goes and deduces that it must be ice. All right, go ahead, sir. Sorry.
You're the only person that could really answer this.
Sure.
But I've been with my girl for about 4.5 years, and actually today... Yeah, 4 years, something like that. Anyways,
cool. See,
can't really talk to anyone else about this. You're like the expert on this, but I really...
You're not gay, but you're
really
not straight.
Wonder, like,
all right, sorry.
Yeah.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So it's something I've been real scared to bring up with her. Because, you know, I'm really scared to bring this up to her. Because, you know, I've been having trouble asking her to, like, fucking piss on me, you know? And if I want to marry this girl, I at least want to know that that's always something that's going to be available.
You want to know that it's on the table. As it were, or the counter, you know, little.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know how to ask for that or anything like that, you know. Yeah. I've only had it done to me once, so I'm not like, I mean, the first time it happened, it was kind of, I didn't ask for it or anything. She just kind of did it, and I was like, oh,
what?
Fuck,
how did you not marry her? And then, Jesus Christ! Literally, while I was still dripping wet, she would have had a ring on her finger. What a good egg.
Well, she's in prison now, so that'd be kind of hard to squeeze that. But,
nice.
What a fun girl. Now, something like that.
Great
can,
marriage, too. You know?
Yeah, that would be a great marriage.
Very
yeah, she's
marriage.
Away.
Yeah.
But is there a thing? Now, here's the thing, and I'll even ask this to Rosebud, because has a guy ever approached you with something that was so far outside your wheelhouse, you just didn't like him anymore? Or did you go like, that's not for me, and continue?
No, I'll kind of, if I really like someone, and I think most women are like this, if we're, I don't know, actually I can't speak for all women, but yeah. I was just kind of like into whatever, I would just try it. I'd try anything once, not anything, but most things once.
And
within
then reason.
If I was like not into it after that, I'd be like, it wasn't for me. You know what I mean? But I think it's fine if you love her and she loves you and stuff, then it's fine.
And it's
also,
much,
even if you're just like, even if you're together for the weekend, it's fine. It's fine to ask.
Just ask.
Asking is fine.
Yeah, I always got into it kind of weird, but I would always start with one thing and then work, you know, tell her like, no, I like to, it was
sort of a grooming process
in a way, but you know, yes. And I would say, if you want extra credit, you stay after class. No, it was more, but it was like that in a way, but not groom, but it's like little steps, because it gives a person a comfortable back out, as opposed to just going, did you pee on me? And then they're awkward and they don't.
Or you can get a movie with a scene. You know what I mean? You can get like a real movie with a scene. If she seems like the type of person that isn't going to be into this, you get a movie with like a scene that's like that, like a legit movie, and then during that scene you go, that's kind of hot to me, you know what I mean?
I like that.
And then you start the conversation.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, like maybe watch a movie about Noah's Ark and start jerking off when the flood happens.
Yeah.
Wait, now does she seem kink or like, is she kinky or not? Like, is that her thing or?
Oh no, dude. I we tried anal once, and I mean, I got one knuckle deep just to, you know, get the party started, and that even that was fucking way too much.
Did she ask why you're doing that to yourself?
Catholic, the same shit, you know?
And you're thinking about marrying her?
Well, you know, everything else is. I mean, it's not like I have a shitty romantic time with her or anything that. You know, it's just.
Can I ask you something? Could it be possible that you're kind of into the fact that she's not willing to do this stuff?
Yeah, maybe you like that.
You know?
Yeah, you know, in the words of Jim Jeffries, men only like performing anal on women because we know they fucking hate it. So it might be something in that kind of vein.
Ask her in
sure
the
he
shower.
Loves being quoted.
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
It's always the worst joke you did in fucking 2004.
Right. I'm sure he loves it. That's the memorable. He's like, put it on my tombstone.
They only like anal. Ask her in the shower, though. Or mention it to her, but tell her in the shower. Like, for me, the shower was never the goal, but you start there. And it's easier because you want it on you. And you don't have to put it on her. So she might be willing to do that. Peeing is something most women have been fine with. Like, it's so mild compared to a lot of what's out there. And it doesn't physically hurt. Anal hurts.
Yeah.
This doesn't hurt. They just, you know, like, all right, I married a toilet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because the first time it was kind of, you know, like I said, she just kind of did it without saying anything. And
yeah.
I mean, just ruined my fucking mattress, man. That
girl's the greatest.
Mattresses ain't cheap, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what you get for moving your face out of the way.
Can't believe you called the fucking cops on her.
Yeah, what? Yeah, that's what she's in jail for. Because she ripped the tag off.
Yeah. I mean, it was great. She treated my face like it was one of those carnival, water things where you have to hit the clown in the...
Totally understand it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it'll teach you next time. Don't let that go to waste. Don't let any of that on your mattress. You have a job to do, toilet boy.
Get some plastic sheets and get to work.
Exactly.
Get out there and be somebody.
Consumption is the greatest sign of submission. I would say talk to her about it and see how she feels. Maybe she'll be open to it. But I would definitely try it in the shower first because she'll feel better about it.
Yeah. Great idea, Jimmy. Thank you so much. Love you guys both, right. Man. You guys have a good day.
All right,
have
buddy.
A good day. He was scared to ask us.
I know. Imagine talking to your... Yeah. Well, if your wife... That's a weird breach. That's different than a spanking where you can just kind of do it and see if they like it
or
ask her to do it. This is like something that's so not a sexual activity.
Right.
Like, and it's not associated
with
sex.
Can we switch gears for a
second?
Yeah,
exactly. Like, you love me,
I
love
you. Can
you
try to summon a piss in the middle of all this, please?
Yeah, could you drink like fucking 8 cappuccinos and squat over me?
Right.
Let's do one more call. They're good today. Sometimes the calls are terrible,
yeah,
but they're
actually
fun. They're fun today.
I'm good. I just want to say that caller who said that he tortures his wife by doing chip during sex. Thank God I'm not the only one who does your characters to annoy my wife.
Oh, good for you. Which character do you do?
I've done Uncle Paul during sex.
Oh, it's
I've
the
done
best.
Edgar.
Edgar is such an unsexy.
My favorite.
Uncle Paul's the greatest. Yeah.
This is what you're calling about?
Yeah, why don't you go down there and give it a little kiss?
I actually have my wife with me today.
Oh.
She's got commentary.
Yeah, that's what you want to talk about.
That's what you want to talk about, really.
No. What I want to talk about is she has a very odd request, and I don't know how to feel about it when it comes to sex.
What is her request?
Oh, God.
She wants to see me get fucked by another guy.
Oh.
Ah, all right. Can you put her on for a second? We'd love to ask about this and confirm this.
Yeah.
Honey, do you want to talk?
I am talking.
She's sitting here. She's a little shy. Come on, honey.
How shy could she be? She wants a guy
come
to,
on.
She
fucking
wants to watch
punish
you
your shitter.
Fucking
Come on, honey.
She's not exactly a demure flower. She wants to see you pegged by a fucking bull.
Should we talk about how my asshole has turned into a cornucopia already?
What?
Well, we started to begin with pegging.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you like it?
Yeah, well, it started off in an odd scenario. Hold on, our child is running in. I'm going to walk out of the room so I don't create another problem in this world.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good idea.
Yeah, even though your kid probably walks to the bathroom and sees the fucking strap-ons washed hanging from the thing. He knows what they are.
How old is your kid?
3.
Okay, all that's right. Why she wants to watch you get fucked.
Yeah, because she has a 3-year-old kid to take care of.
I don't need any more information.
Mommy, Daddy, what's that Finding Nemo creature you're using? Don't worry about it.
Mama, how come Dad got poo-poo on belt?
She's like, I want to see him rip. That's what she's thinking.
Mama, I've never seen an octopus brown.
All right, so talk to you. She wants a guy to fuck you? Because she obviously wants to have sex with another guy, so she's probably putting your shitter in the mix just so she can get the other guy
in
the room.
Okay, so I've actually called before. I don't know if you remember this. I called about
advice on a foursome?
I don't remember.
You know how many people have done that?
Who is my guest? Who is my guest?
Honey, should I tell you the foursome story?
Tell me.
You
have to
tell them the foursome story?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, okay. So.
She doesn't care what you're talking about.
No.
Yeah. Happened was we had friends. We were looking to do a foursome. Some friends said no. And, you know, they said, like, oh, in the past, oh, they'd want to do it. And his chick was like, eh, I'm not really into him. And then so I'm like, you know, what's, like, why is it, like, I'm ugly? And she's like, well, my big thing is I want to peg a guy. And that was her big hang-up. And I was like, okay, I'll take one for the team. I've never done it before. And it just opened up the floodgates.
Yeah.
That's got to make you feel good as a virile man. Like, hey, we want to have a foursome. I would, but he's kind of repulsive. Can I fuck him with a strap on? I'd love to punish him. Can I hurt your husband? And you fucking head down Fruit Lane.
Yeah. So she saw this and then was like, I want to see you get fucked? Like, by a man? I mean, you said it opened up the floodgates. That's why I...
Yeah.
I just think it'd be interesting, okay?
No, you said, no, you're bullshitting. You said you want to see me get dominated.
I think it'd be interesting. No, a Neil deGrasse Tyson TED Talk is interesting.
Yeah.
Watching your husband pummeled.
Nothing makes me cum like a Ken Burns documentary.
So she wants to watch you. Does she want to have sex with another guy?
I have a fair compromise. Cash comment, do you want to have sex with another guy?
Not after the trauma of the foursome
thing. She said not after the trauma.
We heard her.
Okay, yeah. She's rather loud.
Because what happened was, what happened with that one was, when we swapped, I was fine with everything, but the other guy wasn't, and he became a sad Sammy.
Oh, because you were fucking his wife?
Yeah, I was fucking her, and then he just immediately lost his erection.
Oh, womp, womp. Some things are better left in fantasy.
Yeah.
But I would still, I think that basically what you two should do is go and find a fella, and your wife will enjoy watching you get railed. You'll have a ball, and things will continue from there. You'll have a fun time. Knock yourself out.
Can I add a caveat? Can I add my own little thing? I don't want to get fucked by a guy, but I would allow a chickie. Is that a good compromise?
I mean, it's one of those. It's your foot in the door. So yeah, if you prefer somebody trans, then do that. I mean, it's readily available.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, what are you doing next week? Do you have any outfits?
I don't have any outfits. So you know how bad I'd look as fucking dressed in as a cross dresser? You know, unsexy. I'm a lump of shit as a man. You imagine me walking in all sexy and dominant with my side fat hanging out? My dick would be limp.
You're like getting fucked by amoeba.
I'd feel self-conscious.
Why did I just picture a gym in just a tutu? Like just a ballerina.
Because that's exactly what I would wear. Yeah. I would walk right in. I would even carry a little wand.
With your chip glasses.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck you fucking... Put my pecker in you. God damn, it smells. All right. Good luck,
just
sir.
Just looking like the Six Flags, dude.
All right. You two have a wonderful evening.
Good luck, sir. They're finished. Their marriage is over.
Yeah. It's definitely done.
Yeah, I don't know. That's an uncommon one for women to want to see their guy with. I mean, it's not that uncommon, but it's not as common as the...
I can't. There's no world in which that would turn me on, but I don't begrudge someone who. I mean, you know,
it's
especially if you're like your kid's in the room and your husband's on the phone with Jim Norton.
Yeah,
I'd be like, I want to watch you get fucked. You know what I mean?
It's not conducive with being sexy.
I think that might, you know, then I might be like, I just want to see this guy ripped in half.
But you have to know that going in. Like, if you're going to say, I want my husband to get fucked by another guy, you have to understand that about each other going in. Like, you can't get married and then broach those topics. Because if they don't like it, it's like, wow, I'm with somebody. Like, you know, everyone, I mean, I'm public, so people know I'm kind of a freak. But, if I was just a regular guy and there was no history of me online or talking.
That's how a marriage lasts, you know? You go, all right, I guess this is who you are now. I'm either with you or I'm against you. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I don't think you can go into a marriage and go like, I can't bring this up now.
No, definitely not. But you have, right? You have to know that about each other, because again, the weird, you have to at least know that each other has had kinky things. Yes. It's very hard to spring on somebody who's like, thinks that they're getting a person who's A, B, and C. Some people just like meat and potatoes sex.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I married one of those.
Oh, really? Just regular?
Yeah. But I married a regular.
But you know what? That's not that's really healthy. Like someone that can just enjoy the feeling of sex and like not need all the bells and whistles. That's really
healthy.
It kind
of fucked me up in a way that nothing kinky ever has.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, this feels more like choking than choking.
Do you miss it? Do you miss
like
kinky
eye
stuff?
Contact feels more
like, eye contact? Never.
Yeah, I'm like
never.
That feels more like choking than actually getting
the
choked.
Only eye contact I ever had was when I was handing somebody bills. Here's 300. Thank you for coming. Get home safe. Thanks for, yeah. Text me to get home so I know you're alive.
Cab's right out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow, so this is like a very vanilla relationship, but that again, that's not always bad. That can be a really good thing too.
Yeah,
because you're very
it's challenging.
Yeah,
it is challenging.
Yeah,
but it's like you. But also, there's compromises on both sides.
Sure, sure.
You know what I mean? So he'll do stuff that I'm like, hey, let's try it this way.
Yeah,
you know.
I think that's healthy. I don't think that's bad.
Yeah. I have a 2-year-old now, so it's kind of. I'm like, just fuck me and let's watch some TV.
That's, yeah, like that, no time for the games. The kid is quiet for 5 minutes. Right. Let's just knock this out.
Let's get it done.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's what it might be, marriage life, right? When you want to have a kid, will
not
you try
forever,
and have a kid?
But when you're doing, I think like those early years,
yeah,
you kind of gotta like put whatever judgments you've got about your sex life and what's going on in it. You got to put those on the shelf,
right,
for like a couple years, and then get back into like. Then you start to remember who you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But for now, it's about the kid and just the schedule.
Yeah, you're just trying to fucking survive.
What are you promoting? I mean, I can't. We're over an hour, and I really enjoy talking to you.
Me
you're
too.
Really so interesting and funny.
This is fun. I got a special out on Netflix, and
oh, nice.
It came out in February, and I was not able to do like the amount of push that I needed to do for it. But
what's it called?
It's called The Mother Load.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was shot like. When I was 8 months pregnant, and then a year after.
Oh, you know, I was going to ask you about that. I remember you were doing that, and that's the special is out now. That's awesome. Well, you're happy with how it came out, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really happy. I mean, you know, I personally, like, it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do, like, while with everything else going on. But I'm really... everything else I've done, I've hated within 6 months, and
yes.
I don't hate this.
You like, you're happy with it.
Yeah.
Good for you. I remember you shooting that. It's very creative. Yeah, so watch the special, The Mother Load, on Netflix, and that's awesome. I think you're great. I'm so happy you came.
I really had a bad time, and I won't be coming back.
Good, because I didn't enjoy you.
Thank you so much for calling my show. The episode's over, it's time to go. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. I hope everything works out. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.